Hi, everyone.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Crystal. Welcome back to Las Brujas and Friends podcast.
A podcast where we talk about international stories, tales, legends, and myths.
Sprinkled with true crime, extraterrestrial, and the like.
These accounts have been passed down through family and friends.
We're sharing these stories to keep them going.
And we want to continue to pass them down for culture, fascination, and for you guys to feel the same fear we felt when we heard them.
This is a disclosure. We're not professionals. We're not historians. We just love everything scary.
On today's episode, we're going to talk about Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. I'm going to talk a little bit about kind of two different origin stories where Friday the 13th came from. Hello. Okay, so we all know numbers always have a meaning. Three is supposed to be the devil or something.
Six, too.
Oh, yeah, six. Wait. No, I'm thinking of 3 a.m. being the most haunted hour of the day. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, one of the origins of Friday the 13th, or where people link it to, is the Last Supper. Jesus had his last meal with his 12. I put in my notes, it says just Jesus. Like, he's my friend. So he had his last meal with 12 disciples on Maundy Thursday. Maundy Thursday is just what they call the Thursday before Easter, and it signifies the day of the Last Supper. So Jesus plus 12 apostles is 13. The 13th person to show up, according to people who study the Bible, I guess, was Judas. And Judas was the one to betray Jesus. So the Last Supper happened on Thursday, but there was 13 people at the dinner table, which supposedly is a bad omen. And then the following day, Friday, was when Jesus was crucified. So yeah, 13 people at a table is a bad omen, and it means you're courting death to some people.
Yeah.
And then back to the numbers game. Jesus Christ, J and C. J is the 10th letter of the alphabet. C is the 3rd letter of the alphabet. And obviously, if you add it up, it's 13.
Mm-hmm.
Weird, right? Some other theories are that Adam and Eve ate from the forbidden fruit on a Friday. The Great Flood began on a Friday. The Great Flood is a myth about how God's decision was to return Earth to its pre-creation state, destroying all civilization and then remaking it into its like reversal of creation. And then of course the famous story from that is Noah's Ark.
Yep.
Who is credited for creating Friday the 13th is this guy named Captain William Fowler from New York. He wanted to rid the stigma around the number 13, especially the rule about not having 13 people at a dinner table. Which the Last
Can you
Supper.
You mean the last, the youngest sibling at a table? Well, you're 13, you're gonna die.
Who has 13 kids?
people from long ago.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he wanted to get rid of that stigma, especially about having 13 people at the table. He created an exclusive society called the 13 Club. The group dined on the 13th of the month in room 13 of the Knickerbocker Cottage. Fowler owned this popular watering hole from 1863 to 1883. To go against bad luck omens even more, they would walk under crossed ladders and a banner that read, Morituri te salutamus. It's Latin. Mm-hmm. I totally probably said that wrong. It means those of us who are about to die salute you. Not only was a table set for 13 guests, but there was also spilled salt on it.
Wow.
So this guy was just like totally against
stigmas. If you're gonna do it, do it.
Yeah. If you're going to go, you're going to go all the way. You're going to go hard. And what's even more interesting, this guy was known to rub elbows with former presidents. And there were former presidents that were a part of the 13 Club. Some of them are Chester A. Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, and Theodore Roosevelt. Yeah. Some other theories or some other things that have the number 13. In Kabbalah, there's 13 evil spirits are mentioned. The Antichrist is mentioned in chapter 13 of the Apocalypse. In the tarot, the number 13 means death. And then, of course, in our times, the most famous pop culture icon is Friday the 13th movie, where we are introduced to Jason and his hockey mask.
Yes.
Moving on from numbers, we're going to talk about some natural disasters that happen on Friday the 13th. In October 2006, a freak blizzard hit Buffalo, New York, leaving 22 inches of snow on the ground. Almost 1 million people lost power for up to a week because of the storm. And it's weird. Okay, snowstorm in New York isn't weird. It's the fact that it was in October. right? Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't have a blizzard in October. That's why it's weird. Mm-hmm. In 1970, a deadly cyclone struck Bangladesh and killed at least 300,000 people.
No way.
On Friday the 13th in 1970. Another part of the world, in Australia, they have a day called Black Friday. Over a dozen towns were destroyed and 71 people died from an uncontrollable bushfire in Victoria on Friday, January 13th, 1939. It's been considered the worst bushfire in Australia's history. Over 4 million acres of land in Victoria were burnt.
Wow.
On July 13th, 1951, there was crazy flooding in Kansas. So it began raining July 9th, and it had been coming down hard and heavy, bringing up to 6 inches of rain in different rivers of Kansas. I'm not even going to say these rivers. Even if I show you the names of these rivers, you're not going to know how to pronounce them. I'll try. Neosho, Verdigris, and Marais de... See? I'm done. Yep. There's rivers that had a lot of water. Okay, so moving on, Friday the 13th, records were broken. In Topeka, the Kansas River rose to 40 feet, which was 14.8 feet above flood stage and 6 feet higher than any flood ever measured to that date, according to the National Weather Service. In Manhattan, Kansas, that's their business district, the water stood at 8 feet deep. Can you imagine? Yeah. It was the single worst. That's a pool. That is a pool, right? Because swimming in the business district. It was the single worst day of flood destruction in the Midwest to date. 28 people died and another 500,000 were displaced until the waters receded. And the damages, the amount, $935 million. But that was in 1951. In today's dollars, $6.4 billion of damage. To celebrate this momentous day even more, I'm going to share a scary story I found on Reddit.
Okay, go ahead.
I forgot the guy's name. I'll put it in the description of the podcast because I forgot to write his name. He titled it Why I Will Never Forget That One Friday the 13th. He begins his story. I'm going to kind of just narrow it down. What do you call it?
Summarize.
I'm going to summarize the beginning. He talks about how he was like a super awkward child and he was very antisocial. So his parents, I'm going to start here. Parents wanted to go out for dinner. This is his story. His words from Reddit. Parents wanted to go out for dinner, so I was pawned off on a couple of new friends of theirs for the night as they had a child who was similar age to me. I did my usual tantrums and begging with less enthusiasm compared to those first few times. I knew the drill by that point. They weren't going to change their mind. When I got there, he was in the middle of having a bath, so his parents told me I could just go to his room and play with his toys. This ended up with me sat on a chair, arms folded, and bored in his room because my social awkwardness wouldn't dare let me touch some kids' toys without asking. I stuck to a strict look but don't touch policy. The temptation was high when I saw a Stretch Armstrong sitting on his desk. That was the latest fad at the time, and it looked amazing in all those commercials that would play on Cartoon Network. I just wanted to see if it really could stretch for miles. At that point, I heard someone running towards the room. I turned to the door and a kid younger than I am appeared. He said hello and was all excitable and friendly. He told me his big brother was taking a bath and asked if I wanted to see something. Now remember, when he got there, the kid he has a play date with is in the bath. Mm-hmm. This kind of put me at ease, being there to be honest. I love kids that didn't really care what I had to say and that could just talk and talk. I agreed to see whatever it was he wanted to show me and followed him. He took me through to the kitchen and there was a door there that he opened, which led to a basement. He walked halfway down the stairs and just stood still, pointing at something.
A secret closet.
Even reading right now, I'm getting freaked out. I already know what happens. Something that was in the corner of the room. I climbed down to where he was and he tried to get a better look at it. I asked him what it was, but he just kept pointing at it, like ushering me over to it. I thought it was just some dumb game he was playing or something, so I went right down the stairs and approached it. As I got closer, all I could see was some sort of scrumpled up brown paper bag. It looked like it was quite soggy. There was a nearby rake, so I just picked that up and prodded at it before deciding to open it up. Mm-hmm. I could just imagine myself. I put myself in his shoes. I probably would have done poking the same thing. The rake and poke it. Okay, anyways. When I opened it, I almost threw up right there on the spot. The stench was effing horrendous. He said the bad word. I'm not going to say a bad word. And I can still remember the smell even now. It was just this cat. It was dead, but obviously not for long. I began dry heaving after I noticed its right arm bone had popped out. Ew. I remember the little brother just laughing at me and then just running away. I went straight back to the bedroom afterwards and saw my playdate in there at that point. I couldn't think of anything to say to this kid as I felt quite nervous, so I blurted out the story of his dead cat his brother had just showed me. I remember telling him the story and he just gave me this look. It was a look as if I was some sort of crazy person. He was nodding along, but his face was screwing up more. I told him. Once I told him the full story, he sort of just froze for a second, looking like confused and ish. Then he turned to me and said something I'll never forget till the day I die. He just said, "I don't have a brother."
What? Yeah. No way.
And then he finishes the story saying his parents never took him to a play date again after that. And he continues on, but that's the gist of that story. Wow. And then I'm going to end my part with Tupac Shakur died on Friday 13th, 1996, here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wow. That is all.
All right, guys. So my story I'm going to be talking about is in Norse mythology. So this is around the 13th century. Think about Iceland. This is originally from North Germanic mythology. Think like Thor. Thor's father is Odin. He is a god. He was known to be a one-eyed, long-beard god. And
he was a cyclops.
Yeah. And what had happened in the beginning, just to give you a little background, is Valhalla, which is a location where dead warriors would join the masses of having people who have died in combat. Odin would have a dinner. A feast, as you would say, with the gods. And he invited 12 of the gods in Valhalla. There was a 13th guest. His name was Loki. Mm-hmm. He is a mischievous shapeshifter, a god of evil and turmoil. He crashed the party. He arranged for Hod, the blind goddess of darkness, to shoot Baldur, the god of joy and gladness, with a mistletoe-dipped arrow.
Wait. At this dinner, he crashed the party?
He crashed the party, yeah.
Was he the 13th member?
He was.
Oh, okay.
And as how you had said earlier, 13 is supposed to be some type of an omen. So if you're sitting at this table, mm-hmm. 13, one of you is set to die in the coming year.
That's crazy. I never knew that until we started researching this about 13 people at a party or a dinner or a gathering mm-hmm. was a bad omen. Good to know.
So a little research that I was looking on for Friday. Friday was originally named after Frigg, the Norse goddess of marriage, who was later confused with Freya, the goddess of love. The Germanic tribes and Norsemen eventually became Christians, and they banished Freya to the mountains as a witch. Friday became to be called Witches Sabbath. What is believed on this day, each week, 12 witches and the devil meet, meaning 13 spirits in all. Mm-hmm. Okay, so going back to Baldur, when he died, Earth was plunged into darkness and mourning as a result. Number 12 is historically known as a number of completeness. So obviously anything beyond then, you have your 12 months.
Oh, that's right, 12 yeah. months. Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. The hours, the year, not the years, the zodiac signs.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So now the story that I found after figuring out Friday... where Friday originally became and what the number 13 in Norse mythology was about. I found a story on a website, Guide to Iceland by Regina. Can't really pronounce her last name. I'm just going to call her Regina R.
Yeah, I don't know. Today, all of a sudden, we're just throwing all these weird words.
The Deacon of the Dark River story in North Iceland. So how this story starts is, there is a farm in North Iceland where a deacon lived who had a girlfriend named G.
What's her name?
G.
Just G?
Oh, I can't pronounce her name, but we're just going to make it everything short.
Oh, okay.
Short and quick. Okay. So with G lived on the other side of the river, and she was a housemaiden of a pastor. One day, the deacon crossed the river on his horse and asked her to join him at a Christmas party. Don't think it's all nice. While he was riding back from home, there was a lot of melted ice on the pathway. Mm-hmm. So the snowfall was already melting. The deacon began to cross the river on a bridge. The bridge broke and the deacon hit his head on a chunk of ice and drowned. Huh. A farmer found his body the next day and was buried, obviously a week before Christmas. Since G never heard of the accident because of the weather, When Christmas Eve came around, the deacon arrived to pick her up, as promised. G didn't have time to put on her coat fully, so she had one arm in and the other part out. The deacon put her on the horse right behind him, and they rode towards the river. The deacon's face was covered with a hat and scarf. Somehow, while walking towards where they were going, the horse tripped and his hat fell forward. The moon is shining. Mind you, this is the day Christmas Eve. The moon is shining, and G looks at the deacon's head because his hat fell forward. I'm assuming to adjust it. The moon is showing his bear skull behind the hat. Yes. G says nothing. The deacon, continues to ride. He does say to G, don't you see a white spot on the back of my head? Since G's frightened, she doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't say anything. The deacon continues and says, wait here while I move the horse over the fence. As G is trying to keep herself contained and not freak out of what she's just seen, because they're walking over a river or a bridge or whatever it is, she's trying to take a look at what's going around, what's around her, where they are. She notices an open grave. And as she's looking around, she goes to figure out where the deacon is. At this point in time, the deacon is trying to pull her into the grave.
Oh my God.
Because the horse has stopped. Yes. And so when she comes to the realization that he's trying to pull her in, he pulls the empty sleeve coat. Oh. The sleeve tears off of the coat. And he falls into the grave, and all of a sudden the grave starts to fill by itself.
That's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, I found it really, really creepy. And reading the story, I was trying to find more of a story where it was from Iceland and someone could verify, but this is somehow an older tale that was given. And I found it very interesting that I'd share with you guys, because
that's creepy.
To see a skull, to be like, no, it's not that, you know? And
but
now,
just to see the grave bury itself with her sleeve in there too. So he still has a part of her in there.
Yeah. And so she was haunted for a bit. They said that she needed sleep with somebody in the room. They had some type of sorcerer go into where the grave site was to keep his spirit, the deacon's spirit, buried. There's a said to be a rock on top of
his grave.
Yeah, his grave. So he cannot come out. Yeah,
but in there.
The deacon of the dark river. That it is the name of the story.
Apparently this grave opens and closes at will. Yeah. So yeah.
This poor girl. She's in love with this man. I'm going to a Christmas party. No, I'm about to die.
I wonder why he haunted her. You know?
Well, he came for her. Obviously, he loved her.
He came Christmas Eve, but she has no idea.
Yeah, well, he wants her with her.
Till death do us part. All right. Is that it?
That's our stories.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This wraps up this episode. Happy Friday the 13th. Please subscribe to Las Brujas and Friends podcast.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Las Brujas Podcast and on Twitter at Brujas Podcast. We would love to hear from you.
Any feedback, suggestions, or personal testimonials that will confirm these stories, we would love to read them.
A question for you. Are you superstitious? Do you believe Friday the 13th to be unlucky?
Join us next week. We post every Friday.
Bye.